there. It's deep, 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 you know, many pages in. Whereas DuckDuckGo will give you the relative, you know, the relevant search results very quickly. So something's going on with search engines. And from your research, what you have found is that it can significantly affect the results of elections.
Well, not just that. It can affect how people think. It can affect your opinions, attitudes, the purchases that you make. Pretty much, it's a mind control machine. It's the most powerful mind control machine that's ever been invented. And by the way, you should never use the Google search engine. Never.
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 Why is that?
Because this is what I call, and this is an S&M platform. Now, I'm not sure what S&M means to you. I don't want to pry into your personal life, but the point is that, what I mean by S&M is that this is a surveillance and manipulation platform. On the surface, there are always two levels to everything with Google. On the surface, it's like a free public library kind of thing, right?
Yes.
That's always on the surface. Beneath the surface, it's something different. From a business perspective, it's an S&M platform. It exists for two purposes only, and that is to trick people into giving up lots and lots of personal information. Notice your public librarian doesn't do that. Notice that they don't actually do that.
You know? Right.
And then it's also used for manipulation because they discovered quite a few years ago that if they control the ranking of the search results, they can control people's opinions, purchases, votes. Now, they can't control everyone's opinions because a lot of people already have strong opinions. So the people they're going after are the people who are undecided, the people who are vulnerable, and they know exactly who those people are. And they literally, your mind is putty in their hands.
Welcome. It is Thursday, the 31st of August in the year of our Lord 2023. Dr. Robert Epstein continues over from the last hour. I want to thank you. We've got the great John McLaughlin, the president's pollster, on deck here in a minute. Doctor, from that great clip from your interview, and we'll put that up. Everybody ought to watch the Rogan interview with the doctor. Is this how you get, just to take a second, the reason I wanted to hold you over, and I know you're busy, is to explain that bombshell you dropped. You said, we have now a system in place that unless dramatic action is taken now, that this mind control company, Google, will be able to shift between 6.4 million votes and 25.5 million votes in the 2024 election. And you're saying you can prove where in the 2020 presidential election, they were able to shift, I think you said 6 million votes to Biden. And you also said that where President Trump, at least technically, obviously the war room doesn't believe that's 5 to 13 swing states. You can prove that he actually won 11 of 13. So you can prove that in 2020. You say this is going to happen again in 2024. Explain to our audience how this mind control company, from what you just said on Joe Rogan, is going to do that in this upcoming presidential election.
Sure. First of all, if people want to look at the science, they can go to searchenginemanipulationeffect.com. That's searchenginemanipulationeffect.com, and you'll see some very rigorous scientific work that was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. You can go to youtubemanipulationeffect.com. That's some of our newest research, youtubemanipulationeffect.com. We have many, many, many studies at this point. And so we measure precisely in controlled experiments the power that they have just by manipulating the content that you see, for example, on YouTube, just by controlling the up next video that's going to play if you do nothing, and using other techniques. They manipulate search suggestions as you're typing a search term, for example. Manipulating search suggestions, we've shown in experiments, can turn a 50-50 split among undecided voters into greater than a 90-10 split with no one knowing that they have been manipulated and without with leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace, except for the monitoring systems that we've been building. This is serious. So 2016, for example, if on Bing or Yahoo you typed in something like Hillary Clinton is, you would get Hillary Clinton is the devil, Hillary Clinton is ill, Hillary Clinton is sick. You'd get all the things people were actually searching for. We know that by looking on, believe it or not, Google Trends. But on Google, if you typed in Hillary Clinton is in the summer of 2016, all you got was Hillary Clinton is winning and Hillary Clinton is awesome. That's it, which no one was searching for. But the reason they do that is because we know from our research that if you suppress negative search suggestions and for the candidate you're supporting, then a lot of people just never see negative content. But if you allow those negatives to occur for the other candidates, if you typed in that same summer, Donald Trump is, you would get Donald Trump is a horse in a hospital, among other things. You send people who are undecided to look at content that makes that candidate look bad. So over and over and over again, all these techniques, we've been quantifying the impact that they have on opinions and votes. And that is how we know how many votes will shift next year and the direction in which they're going to shift if we don't intervene, if we don't stop them. The good news is we can stop them. And, again, I can go into great length about that. And frankly, Steve, I could use your help when it comes to stopping them. I can't do this myself.
I think we're going to I want to leave it as a cliffhanger. I want to have you back and we're going to go through a whole segment on the intervention. And we will definitely be there to assist. How do people go, just for this part, before we get to the intervention, what we have to do, because we will come back and do that. What we like to do here, because we have a working class audience and a middle class audience, but these are people that are engaged and want to use their agency. What I want to do over this weekend is send them to your sites so they can start to get, and what we do is explain nomenclature to people, process, critical path, statics and dynamics of process. Where do they go starting today to find out more about your work and to let them judge it? Because you lay it all out. Where do they go? What's the best sites to go to? And what's the best sites on social media and your website to find out more about you?
The main site would be mygoogleresearch.com. That's got all the basics, and it's got lots of links to lots of shows I've been on. I've been on Tucker's show many times, Mark Levin, all people, Glenn Beck, all people that your audience would probably respect. And so you go to mygoogleresearch.com. You can also go to techwatchproject.org, and that's about the solution, the TechWatch project itself, how we're building a digital shield in all 50 states to stop these companies from messing with our elections and indoctrinating our kids. So techwatchproject.org, that's another one. And if you want just a little peek at what's coming, go to americasdigitalshield.com. That's Americas with an S, digitalshield.com. And you'll get a peek and you'll see what it is we are building, which by the end of this year, with your help and the help of your audience, by the end of this year should be fully operational. americasdigitalshield.com.
Is this the equivalent? I don't want to steal the thing. Is this equivalent like an Iron Dome? Is this shield going to be something that can protect the American people?
Absolutely. It is an Iron Dome of a digital sort. That's exactly what it is. And it will protect us not only in next year's elections, it'll protect us for the foreseeable future. This is potentially a permanent way of making these companies accountable to the public, which they have never been. We need to make them accountable to the public. They're never going to voluntarily make themselves accountable. And unfortunately, there's just ineptitude in Washington, D.C., and they're not going to help. We have to do it.
I'm not so sure it's ineptitude. I think it's money. We'll get to that in another episode. Doctor, before I let you go, you're a classic liberal. You don't vote for Trump. You're one of the old school Democrats like Professor Dershowitz. You talked about your interview in the Epoch Times. You're on Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Joe Rogan, War Room. Do you get invited to Thanksgiving dinner anymore by your family? I mean, how does that work? Tell me how that works.
I've been cut off not only from some members of my family and some of my closest friends, I've been cut off by mainstream media. So in 2019, after I testified before Congress and after President Trump tweeted about my testimony, Hillary Clinton replied to Trump saying that my work had been debunked, which is absolutely false, and that it was obtained from the data from 21 undecided voters. What? And that got picked up by like this machine that I had heard about by the New York Times and hundreds of mainstream publications, which I had written for in the past. And I've been banned, just like Dershowitz. I've been banned, and it's I just don't understand it. I can't relate to it. I don't get it.
Well, it's like it's a CCP authoritarian model. You've been made a non-person. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get back to you shortly, and we look forward to having you back next week to go through the solution and the shield. But honored to have you on.
I look forward to it.
Thank you for your work. That's a patriot right there. Doesn't agree with us politically, doesn't vote for Trump. And you see, he's been ostracized. Those are the guys he's prepared to stand up for his country and take the hits. That's a profile in courage right there.